The Hidden Chains. The Discovery. Logan Carter was always a hard-working man. A 40-year-old construction manager, he had spent the past 2 decades playing by the rules, working overtime, paying his taxes, and taking care of his family. Yet no matter how much money he made, it felt like he was always struggling to stay ahead. The bills never stopped coming. The taxes got higher every year, and every time he looked at his paycheck, he wondered, "Where does all my money go?" It wasn't until his bank account was unexpectedly frozen due to an IRS lien that Logan realized something was seriously wrong. He had never missed a tax payment. He wasn't in trouble with the law. But somehow, his entire financial life was now in the hands of a faceless government agency. That's when he met Daniel, a man who would change his life forever. Daniel was a former corporate lawyer who had walked away from the system. Unlike Logan, he wasn't worried about lawsuits, taxes, or bank freezes. He lived completely outside of the system's grasp. "You think you own your life, Logan," Daniel said, sipping his coffee, "but the truth is you don't. You are property of the U.S. government." Logan raised an eyebrow. "That's crazy," Daniel smirked. "Is it? Let me ask you something. Do you have a Social Security number?" "Of course," Logan replied. "Everyone does." Daniel leaned forward. "Wrong. Every corporate entity does. Your Social Security number is not for you. It's for the legal fiction they created in your name." Logan scoffed, but Daniel pulled out a folder and slid it across the table. Inside were government records, legal codes, and birth certificate documents that showed how every American's birth certificate was used as a financial instrument to create a corporate bond in their name. "The moment you were born, your parents unknowingly signed you into a contract," Daniel explained. "Your birth certificate was used to create a financial trust. Your Social Security number was issued as a tracking number for that trust. And your entire life, you've been working to pay off debts that were never yours to begin with." Logan felt his stomach turn. "So, I don't actually own my money?" Daniel shook his head. "Nope. It's all public funds. And because your paycheck is in U.S. dollars, Federal Reserve notes, you're automatically agreeing to pay taxes on it. You're stuck in the system, Logan." For the first time, Logan saw the hidden chains that had bound him his entire life. But if Daniel was right, was there a way out? Logan spent the next several weeks researching everything Daniel had told him. He read old court cases, government financial reports, and historical documents on the banking system. It all made sense now. The U.S. government didn't consider him a living man. They considered him a corporate entity. His Social Security number was tied to a secret financial bond, and his entire existence had been about paying off a debt he never agreed to. But there was a way out. Daniel introduced him to a concept called status correction. "If you want to be free," Daniel explained, "you need to legally separate yourself from the corporate fiction they created in your name." Step 1, declaring his status as a private American national. Logan drafted an affidavit of status, officially declaring that he was not a U.S. citizen, but a private American national. He recorded this document with a private common law trust, ensuring that the government could no longer presume him to be a public entity. He sent legal notices to the IRS, Social Security Administration, and his bank, informing them that he was reclaiming his status. Step 2, exiting the taxation system. Logan learned about lawful money redemption, 12 U.S.C., a hidden law that allowed him to remove his money from the Federal Reserve's taxable system. From now on, every check, deposit, and financial transaction he made would include the phrase, "redeemed in lawful money 12 U.S.C. Sac 4 and 11. This legally removed his earnings from IRS jurisdiction. Step 3, moving his assets into a private trust. Logan set up a 3-tier trust system to protect his assets. A UBO trust, unincorporated business organization, to manage his private income. A dynasty trust to protect his home and property. A 508c1a private trust to operate tax-free for lawful purposes. He legally transferred all his assets out of his personal name, making himself legally untouchable. By the time he finished the process, he was no longer a taxable corporate entity. He was a private man operating outside of government jurisdiction. One morning, Logan checked his bank balance and realized something incredible. The IRS had closed his account. For the first time in his life, he owed them nothing. His paycheck deposits were no longer being taxed. His assets were legally protected in a private trust. And when he checked the national database for government-registered entities, his name was no longer listed. He had done it. He had legally removed himself from the system. No more taxation, no more lawsuits, no more government interference. For the first time, Logan Carter was truly free. Most people live their entire lives without ever knowing the truth. They work, they pay taxes, they take out loans, and they never question why they are struggling while the government and banks get richer. Logan had broken free from the hidden chains. But now, he had a bigger mission, to help others do the same. Are you ready to reclaim your status, protect your assets, and escape the debt slavery matrix? Access the same legal templates, trust agreements, and lawful money redemption forms to take control of your financial destiny. Trust Fortress at trustentities.com.